Remembering and honoring two fallen officers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll do that this morning in Connecticut.
He was extremely likable. Anytime he walked into a room, you know, I just immediately smiled.
That's officers Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey. They were killed last week in an ambush in Bristol, Connecticut. The funeral for them is at a stadium in East Hartford. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer's there.
People are now lining up, trying to get into this area. I've seen people from Albany show up, and then tens of thousands of people and officers are expected to pay their respects here today, as well as people all the way from Canada.
A third officer was wounded, responding to a domestic disturbance call that turned out to be fake. One of the suspects was killed and returned fire. His brother arrested. It is sentencing day for a former Trump White House advisor, Steve Bannon, who refused to cooperate with Democrats probing election fraud claims in January 6th.
Bannon faces 6 months in jail and a $2,000 maximum fine. A jury found Bannon guilty of refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Now to someone else not interested in cooperating with a 2020 election probe, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, ordered by an appeals court to testify in Georgia.
The three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Appeals Court ruled Fulton County DA Fannie Willis can question the senator in her investigation of the phone call from former President Trump to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger about the result of the 2020 election. Calls Graham made to Raffensperger will also be addressed.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Two challenges to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan shot down in court. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett shut down a lawsuit by a group of taxpayers, and a judge rejected a challenge from six Republican-led states. Days after the government started accepting applications, tens of millions of Americans could have up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt wiped out. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Turkey's president claims Russian leader Vladimir Putin is now more open to negotiations, nearly 8 months into his war on Ukraine. But recent Russian drone and missile strikes have knocked out more than a third of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. And while Russia and Iran deny kamikaze drones being used to bomb Ukraine were supplied by Iran, the U.S. says that is what's happening. And it goes beyond that.
The Biden administration says it has evidence of Iranian troops on the ground in Crimea supporting Russian drone attacks on civilian targets.
And the fact is this: Tehran is now directly engaged on the ground and through the provision of weapons that are impacting civilians.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Iran sent a small number of personnel to Crimea to provide training and tech support on unmanned drones being piloted by Russians. The U.S. says Russia started buying Iranian drones over the summer. Iran has denied selling weapons to Russia. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Actor Kevin Spacey wins in court in New York City. A jury found him not liable for the damages a man sought suing Spacey. Anthony Rapp claimed the actor made unwanted sexual advances back in the 1980s when Rapp was 14. At another trial,
a jury in Los Angeles County finds Dr. James Heaps, a former gynecologist at UCLA, guilty of three counts of sexual battery by fraud and two counts of sexual penetration of an unconscious unconscious person. The 65-year-old acquitted of 7 counts and a judge declaring a mistrial on 9 remaining counts the jury was deadlocked over. The University of California, Los Angeles has agreed to pay nearly $700 million in settlements to hundreds who've accused him of sexual misconduct and assault. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more selling's brewing. Dow futures are down nearly 200 points. In baseball, Houston beat the New York Yankees 3-2. The Astros now up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.